Hi, my name's Gage Kinsey. I got saved when I was 5 years old, really young. It was a Sunday night. It was after church, and I got home, and it was time for bed because I was young. And I just asked my mom if I could be saved, and she kind of walked me through the process of the questions and telling God you believe in Him and all of that stuff. And I got saved, and I still believe that that is when I really got saved, like 5 years old. And I know it sounds crazy, but I really believe that I was saved that night. So when I was at Walker Valley, my main goal in life, I guess you could say, was being the starting quarterback. And at that time in my life, I was going to camps every other weekend and training with like famous quarterbacks like you actually see on TV today. And I just really wanted to be the guy there, and that was a little too much of my focus there, if you know what I mean. My sophomore year in high school, God led me to make the decision to transfer to Cleveland High School. Through an injury that I had in my elbow, I had a stress fracture. It was actually from throwing the football too much, so if that's not a sign from God, I don't know what is. I got injured, some other guy took over, so the team just kind of went with him, and then like they got a new coach just right after the season, and they just picked a guy then, and I knew it wouldn't be me unless he like gotten hurt or something. And, you know, I just didn't want to like base my hope on some guy getting hurt, and that's not even right. So I just decided to transfer. I didn't know where. I think God kind of showed me through a dream, which is kind of crazy. But I woke up from the dream, and the dream was me playing football in a Cleveland uniform. By that time, I realized that it was God's decision and not mine. I just did whatever He told me to do. And yes, I still focused on football, but I didn't see it as such a big deal at the same time, because yes, I practiced and I still went to camps every other weekend, but it didn't feel the same. The Bradley game, everybody knows the Cleveland-Bradley rivalry. Second play of the game, I get a snap that's like over here, and the running back's behind me, and I'm supposed to hand it to him like over here. So I catch it this way, and then I spin in a circle, and I had to run the ball because the running back was already past me. So I decided to run the ball. I got to the line of scrimmage, and I was met by the defense, and I slid to the ground. I got hit right there in my hip, and I got a sprained hip. And little did I know that was the end of my high school career, which it was a shocker for me. I didn't even know that at the time because it hurt really bad, but it only took two weeks to heal. So I was back on the field 2 weeks after that. But the coaches decided to take a different route, and it really hurt. I was a little confused on why. I thought the reason I was at Cleveland was to share the gospel on the high stage that I was as the starting quarterback of the school. Now I know that the reason I was at Cleveland was not because I was going to be on a higher pedestal or whatever. I think deep down I really wanted it to be for me, and it was never for me. And that injury really helped me realize that. My favorite verse in the Bible is Luke 12:48, "For who much is given, much is required." I felt like since I was given that high pedestal or stage that I was on, I guess you could call it, as a starting quarterback, was supposed to be for mine, and I was required a lot. I don't know, I guess once that injury hit, it hurt, and I just didn't realize that it was for another reason. Not everything is about myself, but it's also to show others the love of God. I just want them to see the joy that God gives me. Once I realized that, it really helped me, I guess, just feel better about my situation. I was genuinely happy once I realized what God has given me, and just I like to show others that it's not the end of the world if something doesn't go your way. It's not supposed to be yours anyway.